Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. For outstanding felony warrants, including possession of a stolen vehicle and felony evasion, police spotted Ellis behind the wheel of a 1993 blue Dodge van that was parked a half block away from what was described as a problem house on Tuesday evening. A detective attempted to contact Ellis, but he fled the scene in the van and then led officers on a pursuit through Eureka, at one point driving the wrong way on H Street and then avoiding a spike strip that had been laid down on the roadway. The pursuit ended on Myrtle Avenue at Pennsylvania when Ellis dumped the van and fled the scene on foot. Anyone with information about Ellis or his whereabouts is asked to contact Eureka Police. The investigation into two shooting deaths in the Rancho Sequoia area of Humboldt County continued today. Detectives were interviewing homicide suspect Matthew Brown, who was taken into custody early Tuesday morning following an overnight search. Brown is suspected of shooting and killing 49-year-old Neil Decker on Friday night, and while the search for Brown was underway, the sheriff's office received additional reports of shots fired on Tuesday morning and then discovered the body of 57-year-old local resident Scott Johnson, a man known to Brown and who may have been part of a group of people who were looking for Brown following the shooting of Decker. It remains unclear, however, if there is a connection between Johnson's death and the shooting death of Decker, and we'll have more information as it becomes available. Arcata police served a search warrant at a residence in the 3500 block of Todd Road on Wednesday morning and confiscated more than 300 growing marijuana plants, $10,000 in cash, and about 40 pounds of processed marijuana. Officers arrested 37-year-old Ryan Barker of Arcata at the scene, and he was booked for cultivation, possession, and possession for sale. The grow was using 6 1,000-watt grow lights and was using more than 6 times the energy of a typical residence. The marijuana was found growing in a detached mother-in-law unit, 2 greenhouses, and in part of the garage. And if you've ever wanted to view the final assessment made on property that you own, Mari Wilson and the staff at the County Assessor's Office have all that information for you to see for yourself. The assessment roll for the 2014-15 year has been completed and is available for viewing at the county website. The assessment roll is used to generate the tax revenue that funds county services and schools. You can search for parcel assessments by parcel number, street address, or assessment number, and property owners without access to the internet can obtain a printed copy by contacting the assessor's office. Properties are addressed using several factors, including annual inflation increases through Prop 13, along with TPZ or Williamson Act restrictions. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. McKinleyville has a new voice on the Humboldt County Planning Commission. Ben Shepherd of McKinleyville has been appointed by Supervisor Ryan Sundberg to that position. He replaces Steve Payne on the board. Shepherd is a longtime resident in McKinleyville and has been a voice in the updated general plan for the county. Supervisor Sundberg said that McKinleyville has jumped in population in the last 10 years and has accounted for 75% of the county's population growth. Sundberg said that Shepherd understands that growth and has been actively involved in its effects on the community. Shepherd said he's a moderate voice who tries to seek common ground in all issues. And work crews have begun putting up scaffolding outside the courthouse, preparing for repair work. The murals on the outside of the courthouse were damaged in recent earthquakes, and repair work will be conducted over the next 3 months. Scaffolding is being erected at the courthouse entrance on 5th Street and over the exit on 4th Street. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.